from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka. Ground
beef. Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on newborn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Talk when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hook him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know.
Where mama at?
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Here we go on a Friday. And it's going to be an interesting Friday. We have a lot going on the show here. First of all, this is kind of a hybrid Hockman and Crowder and Solana Friday show leading you into the weekend, because we've got stuff going on. Solana and his fiance are leaving on a cruise. We've mentioned it all week. Crowder's in New York. He's there for the Fanatics Fest, and he's going to be busy with that all day. And we just have a lot going on. So here's today's plan. We have an abbreviated show for you. We're going to be on till 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then at 4 o'clock, Josh Appel is going to come on, and he'll keep you company till 6 o'clock. And then all of a sudden it'll be the weekend, and we'll have Dolphins preseason game 2 tomorrow. And we'll have something to talk about on Monday, I guess. This happens to be the slowest time of the summer, even though kids are back in school. Yeah. Like, this is the slowest time. You've got Fanatics going on, but like Solana's going on a cruise. There's no Olympics right now. I don't know, you know, another couple of weeks of, actually a week from tomorrow, we'll get FSU football. So college football week 0 will start. So we have like one more week to go before it really ramps up.
I kind of remember this last year, the year before. We've been doing this for so long. This is a little silence before the storm.
Yes.
It's a little window of like, hey, camp starting, but not real football, but it's going to crank up here in a week.
Because there's really, like, I watched maybe 5 seconds of the Patriots-Eagles game last night. I was actually watching Fast Times at Ridgemont High on AMC with bleeps and blurs and commercials. And then I remember there was a football game on.
I watched some of that Rams game, and McVay was arguing about a call, and then him and the ref looked at each other and kind of realized this is preseason, and they both started laughing.
That was a week ago, though. You were watching a replay yesterday.
I was watching the replay.
It was a week ago.
I'm getting old, man. I don't know what's going on.
For the Dolphins tomorrow, saw something. CBS Sports did, something to look for in every preseason game this weekend. For the Dolphins tomorrow. And I do find this a little bit interesting. They say the Dolphins backup QB job. Who is going to be Miami's number two quarterback in 2024? Skylar Thompson played in the first half in the preseason opener, and Mike White took the second half. Neither quarterback was promising, as Thompson went 8 of 19 for 95 yards with a touchdown and an interception, while White finished 4 of 14 for 26 yards against second and third team players. And they write on CBS Sports, Thompson appears to be the leader in the clubhouse. But could the Dolphins add someone as QB2 prior to the season? Saturday's preseason game will be telling. And that's interesting. So there are some stakes tomorrow night. It's possible that Skylar Thompson and Mike White are playing for Ryan Tannehill's return to the Dolphins. Because if both of them are bad again, I think real thought has to be given to, do we need to bring someone in like Tannehill? Or maybe one of those guys just is head and shoulders above the rest and kind of goes out to a lead with one more preseason game to go.
And you don't think that Skylar having to play in that playoff game 2 years ago makes them think of it?
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? What was it like? Matt Moore had to play. What was that, the Steelers?
Yeah.
16? Like in recent history, our starting quarterback was not available for a playoff game. So you have to really think about that, because I've said it. We've talked about it. This team's going to the playoffs. We need to now win in the playoffs. And that has to be a legit concern for them.
Yeah, because it's happened to them. It has happened to them twice.
Two times in the last three playoff appearances, a backup quarterback had to play. So who is this backup? Do you trust Skylar to play again in the wild card? Do you trust Mike to play again in the wild card? I would say no. And that's why I know y'all are crazy. Lee Sterling killed me on Twitter. I read it the other day again.
He did not want to hit. Lee's not going to join us today, by the way, because there's nothing to gamble on. But he, unless you want to gamble on preseason football. But he was not a fan of your Ryan Tannehill should be back take.
And I'm not saying Ryan is the guy that's going to win us the Super Bowl. I'm saying Ryan's the guy that puts us in the best situation if we have to play a backup in the playoffs, in December, in a late game, over Skylar and Mike.
You have to choose.
Skylar Thompson's a good quarterback, but no, I want the best chance of winning.
You have to choose an insurance policy. You have a very nice car. So now you start looking online for insurance policies. You can choose Progressive. You can choose the General. You can choose Estrella.
Huh?
You could choose a booth at the 45th Street Flea Market. And so you go, well, what's going to be my best insurance? I hope I don't have to use it, but I have a really nice car.
If something were to happen,
which of these policies is going to give me the least problems? Mm-hmm. That's the question.
I've watched Chad Henne win a playoff game.
Right.
When I want Chad Henne over Skylar, when I want Chad Henne over Mike White, I've watched it.
Alana would loves Chad Henne. He could bring his, you could bring your jersey out of mothballs. You still have your Dolphins Chad Henne jersey?
Hell yeah, I do. Greatest
bring
number
him
seven
back,
in
baby. Bring him back.
Hell yeah.
Would I want John Beck? No. Would I want some of these other guys? Would I want a Joey Harrington? No. I will take a Tannehill over what we have. The better insurance policy. I like that analogy.
Now, CBS does what they're looking for in each preseason game. I just told you the Dolphins. Here's what I'm looking for, because I'm going to the game Saturday night. I'm looking for what Odyssey does in the suite, because I'm in the suite. And this is my only concern heading into tomorrow's game. The suite has always been decked out with very good food, very good drinks, very good desserts. The Odyssey suite for Dolphins games and Hurricanes games always has a great selection, from salads to chicken. Usually those, the metal containers filled with hot dogs and hamburgers.
Good old glizzy, but they lay them on onions to trick you.
They do lay them on onions.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
And then you've got a good selection of soft drinks and alcoholic beverages. Generally a thing of like a 7-layer dip, which at that stadium happens to be very good. Mm-hmm. And then usually a couple trays of desserts. So for me, because I don't know, listen, people see the news or whatever, Odyssey is emerging from bankruptcy. Is that going to affect my suite experience tomorrow night? These are the things that I'm concerned about. This is what I'm looking for. Will all of a sudden, you know, cost-saving measures, is it a bag of pretzels and a community bottle of water?
Popcorn.
I don't know.
Popcorn and Uncrustables. Better get ready for a peanut butter and jelly, bro.
I believe you're allowed one unopened bottle of water into the stadium. Maybe that's best course of action.
I will let you know on Monday. I will have a full report on the Odyssey suite. This will determine whether I go to the Hurricanes FAMU game, which I go to every year, specifically for the great food in the suite.
You're a big FAMU guy, huh?
Big FAMU guy. I like the suite. I watch the band at halftime. I'm back to the food in the suite. I've been to that game for 12 years. I haven't seen a snap.
did you say salad? You're eating salad at a football game?
No, they do have salad. They do a nice, usually they'll do some shrimp. They'll do salad. They'll do fruit. They really do a nice spread in the Odyssey suite. So, I've got Lee Sterling and his wife joining me and my wife tomorrow in the suite. So, you know, I want to turn it on because I'd like to get some winners this year. I have a feeling if it's a bad performance by the suite, he's going to tank some games. He's going to get that money.
Let me tell you, don't give him the Caesar first. It's a football game. Oh, beautiful Mediterranean.
You, you like it's your salad chopped?
It's a football game.
Let's get headlines here. Speaking of food, Solana is going to be piling it in on his cruise. Mm-hmm. He's going to come back. Although I guess you'll work it off during water aerobics, right? You and your fiance like to do the pool water aerobics on the cruise.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I mentioned to you guys that there's a pickleball court on this cruise ship. So I'm taking my paddle.
I'm sure there won't be a long wait for that. What do you got, about 4,000 people on the cruise, one pickleball court?
Yeah, but I'm taking my pickleball hat. So they'll know.
Right. Hey, front of the line. Almost like a press pass.
Yeah.
All right. You'll be like a hustler. You're a cruise hustler at the pickleball court.
Hey, this is a bass boat. It's 8 people on this boat.
He's kayaking down the canal. Let's get headlines here. Start out the show. Again, abbreviated show for us. In fact, in the 3 o'clock hour, I have a treat for everyone. In the 3 o'clock hour, you were off one day this week. How did we get on the topic of you and Valentina? And, oh, I know what it was. Solana said something to me in the middle of the week about never. Oh, you texted that you were going to be late.
Mm-hmm.
You were in Nashville.
Yes.
And about 30 minutes before the show, you said, I'm going to be a little late. We just sat down to do an interview. And then 2 seconds later, Solana texted, I'm caught in traffic. I might be late. And I was telling Solana, it was at that moment that I realized I'm just Al Bundy running a shoe store here. And if the employees show up, they show up. If not, I'll show you your shoes. I'm just, there's nothing going on other than me running a shoe store. And so I said this to Solana because you were late doing your Pivot interview. And Solana said, I have never missed a show being late before. He almost said being sick, which we know is untrue. But I said to him, not only have you missed a show being late, because he has been late, you once left a show in the beginning of the show to go have lunch with your girlfriend. He said he was leaving to go help her with her car.
Yep.
But through a little digging, we found out he left around 2:45, went and had a nice lunch, came back around 4:30. But I want to play that segment. I wanted to play it that day. We never got time, and I think we can do it today in the 3 o'clock hour. So I'm looking forward to that. Let's get headlines. Start out today's show with Alejandro Solana, who's already in cruise mode.
Yeah, I'm sure we're all looking forward to that segment, Hawk. Yeah, we all can't wait. I'm sure.
Put the shirt on, man. That doesn't look good.
Wow, it's a tank top.
But you're not.
He's
built
in cruise mode. He's in cruise
mode.
Sun's
out, guns out, baby. Sun's out, guns out.
No, you're a crew neck guy. Yeah. You put your shoulders away. You have no traps. You
see, kind of looks like Dirk Diggler in Boogie Nights when his career had run out of juice, mm-hmm. and he ended up in a parking lot of an electronics store. whatever. I'm not going to get into the details and everything. But go ahead. Give us headlines, Solana, for the 2 o'clock hour.
Solana, you hit puberty yet?
Crowder, try to keep your teeth in your mouth for this segment.
I just think, you know, your shoulders would look different after puberty.
Uh-huh. Yeah. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. It's funny because Crowder mentioned John Beck and Joey Harrington earlier, talking about the backup quarterback issues. I forgot to bring this up. Crowder, you might have to stop making Joey Harrington a punchline on this show. About 3 weeks ago, The Pivot posted a We Are Back clip. And it was titled, We're Back, Your Favorite Trio Chopping It Up. Crowder, I know you didn't see this because you don't see anything that's ever posted. But basically, I guess you guys had taken like...
Crowder's like, where did we go? I thought I was doing stuff.
I'm seeing you guys, shows.
You took like a little hiatus and then you came back and it was just an episode of you, Ryan, and Fred where you talked about a bunch of different topics, right? Mm-hmm. Joey Harrington, you didn't see this, I don't think. Joey Harrington quote tweeted that. You could go look it up on his Twitter. It's Joey... 3 Harrington. This was on July 23rd. He quote tweeted it and he goes, in my short time with the Miami Dolphins, I had the chance to be with teammates like Official Crowder. Our conversations left me with some of the most impactful perspectives that I still carry with me nearly 20 years later.
And you're using this guy as a punchline, Crowder?
On our show.
Wow.
I just don't want to miss my backup quarterback.
That is deceitful on your part.
What conversation did he have with me that changed his life? we've been together for a decade. I haven't changed any of those lives. Do I have Joey's number?
Check and see if Harrington also played with Philip Wheeler and maybe got them confused.
Appreciate it, Joey. I didn't mean Joey. I meant Tyler Thigpen. I meant John Beck and Tyler Thigpen.
I thought you were going to say you're going to have to stop making Joey Harrington a punchline on the show because I've heard that he's working the suite for Odyssey at the stadium now. He's been delivering food to suites.
Man, I saved that tweet like 3 weeks ago. I'm like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen because, I mean, Crowder's constantly ripping Joey Harrington on this show. Like, every time we talk about the QB issues Miami's had, he's like, Solana, I played with Joey Harrington.
In Crowder's defense, he does use him as a example of someone who maybe shouldn't have been playing in place of Dante Culpepper, who probably shouldn't have been here in place of Drew Brees. It's a domino effect. He's never really said anything about Joey's personality or whatever, but he has used him as the example of when you have to throw your belief behind someone you don't necessarily believe in, which probably is the conversation that Joey Harrington is referencing. Crowder probably sat him down and said, man, we believe in you. We don't even like Dante Culpepper. It's all a big ruse. We wanted to get you out on this field, but Crowder didn't believe what he was saying, but Harrington thought Crowder actually believed what he was saying.
Big dog.
Y'all know me. Y'all know me better than that. I'm sure I had a conversation. Man, you going to score some damn points or not? You always doing these goofy-ass pregame speeches. How about you go score some points, bro? You know what? You know who I did take off of my list of that the list you're talking about is Cleo Lemon. I used to always do John Beck, Cleo Lemon, Joey Harrington. I used to always add Cleo in my rants. And Cleo actually texted me, and I didn't have his number. And he was like, "Big dog, this is Cleo. I got people in South Florida. They say you be killing my ass on the radio."
That's funny.
So, if you've noticed over the last year or so, I've taken Cleo Lemon off the list because I'm like, "Oh, these dudes really listen."
Aren't you guys for Fanatics up at Fanatics Fest this weekend taping an interview, sitting down with Roger Goodell?
We're with Goodell. Yeah, Robert Kraft.
Wait till Goodell's Crowder's new best friend.
Yeah.
Small disclosure. They gave us a list of questions.
I'm just telling you. He's going to love Goodell. He's going to be in the NFL suite one night, and all of a sudden they're best buddies, and he's just misunderstood.
Oh, Jizzle, what it is, baby? I think that's today. That's later on the night we're interviewing Roger.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? All of a sudden, Crowder thinks DeMar Hamlin was very deserving of that comeback player of the year award. Palmetto Ford.
I'm going to see DeMar tonight.
Of course, all these people. You're the most fraudulent. You're so fraudulent.
What up, bro? You went through so much, big dog, man. I appreciate your resilience.
Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Hawk, you said you watched 5 seconds of last night's Eagles-Patriots game. Bro, Drake May, I didn't watch the game. I watched the highlight package of Drake May. He only had a couple receptions. It wasn't like crazy stat line. Some of those passes, though,
They're not going to be good. Patriots are nothing to worry about. Maybe a couple years from now, Patriots are nothing to worry about.
Okay. Yeah. He was like 6'4", 11, and some little ugly boy dropped a deep ball.
Yeah. But he threw a couple passes.
Yeah.
Dare I say, Brady-esque?
Okay, all right. Just settle down.
So tomorrow, 7 p.m. Hard Rock Stadium, Dolphins, Commanders, preseason game number 2, penultimate preseason game, and the final one here at Hard Rock Stadium.
All right. What's the line? Let me look at the line. What was it, 2.5 yesterday?
Yeah.
NFL. What did you say? 7 o'clock? 4.5 now. Dolphins minus 4.5. So I'm guessing that's the assumption that Tua and Tyreek and Jalen will play a series or two.
I think they'll get a series or two in, but also that there is a battle for the backup quarterback.
Right, those guys right. Are gonna try to you're show right. Out. Yep, you're right.
Because Tua's going to play 8 plays.
Well, remember, I also told you yesterday that Marcus Mariota and Sam Hartman, who are QB 2 and 3 for the Commanders, are out. So they signed like some guy, I don't know his name, to be the backup. So who's your boy, Crowder, the starting quarterback? Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, apparently he's played very well in joint practices yesterday. After he comes out of the game, they basically have, somebody with traps like mine playing quarterback for the Commanders.
Yeah.
Don't let Crowder bully you about your traps. You look good. You've been working out hard. You look good.
What traps?
I've got.
Let me see.
I've got traps. It's just this angle that you're looking at.
Get closer to the screen.
You know, you were off for a couple segments yesterday. Do you know who had a sack for the Commanders at joint practice yesterday? A sack against the Dolphins?
Who?
Noah Igbinoghene.
No, he had his eyes closed. He was just running in a straight line.
Noah Igbinoghene. That's actually why I'm going to the game tomorrow night. I'm a big fan of his. I go wherever he is.
Noah! But
Hawk, you didn't hear about the exclusive audio that was leaked last night from Dolphins camp?
No.
So I have this audio. This is Chris Greer. Somebody was able to find this audio. Chris Greer talking to the Dolphins offensive line yesterday.
Let Noah get a sack right now or you're fired.
That didn't sound like Chris Greer.
Chris' voice changed. What's funny? I watched the new Planet of the Apes, and the main character's name is Noah. And it made me think of Ig Monogany every time they said Noah throughout the whole damn movie.
Now, I won't. I don't know.
Yeah. Your thoughts, Hawk.
Have y'all watched the new Planet of the Apes?
I don't know.
You ever seen the new one when the apes are smarter and
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Noah, get into my vault.
No one is clipping some little random piece of audio from me agreeing with that. No chance.
The apes took over. The new
All
one.
Right. Well, whatever. I'm there. Rooting for them or I'm not. Whatever you say.
The Marlins begin a three-game road series versus the Mets today. They'll play at Citi Field. This was interesting. Nicolas Cage, do you guys see this? He's been casted as John Madden.
I did see that in a
film that's going to come out. It's going to be titled Madden. It's supposed to be like a biopic and a behind-the-scenes look at the making of Madden.
Oh, I'm so glad that you called it a biopic. You know, that's been one of my things that I've gotten behind, because young people say biopic and it's a biopic. I'm really glad that you've adopted the proper way of saying biopic. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm a professional.
Appreciate it.
I should adopt some traps.
In less than 30 minutes, the Premier League officially begins. Manchester United and Fulham kick off the Premiership for 2024-2025 at 3 p.m. That game will be played at the historic Old Trafford. Your weather from the Desmond and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. It is pretty hot today, obviously, around 95 degrees. And everybody, pray with me. No rain in Nassau tomorrow, okay? Everybody, let's go. Prayer circle. No rain in Nassau tomorrow.
Yeah, no rain at Hard Rock Stadium tomorrow, all right? I don't want to walk from the lot to the suite and get a little wet there. I'd like to be nice and dry and comfortable when I sit down for my shrimp cocktail and salad before the game starts.
Salad.
Don't go anywhere. We have a lot to get to on today's abbreviated show.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Open shot. Fate of the universe on the line, or the Martians have the death beam pointed at Earth. You better hit it. I want
Bam Adebayo!
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So me and Crowder and Solana, we're on till 4, and then we'll get our weekend started a little bit early. Josh Appel and Dan Day will take you from 4 till 6. And then, you know, the weekend is here, and we're one step closer to pro football and even closer to college football. Mm-hmm. 1 week from tomorrow, FSU. Who did I say it was? FSU Georgia Tech, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. FSU Georgia Tech. So yesterday, I delved into this just briefly, and this isn't our official quarterbacks quiz. I do a coaches quiz at the beginning of the year as well, but ProFootballNetwork.com ranked all 32 backup QBs in the league in order from 1 to 32, mm-hmm. assuming that they know who the backup is going to be, even though there's a little bit of jiggling, as you know, tomorrow night. I read you in the first segment, you know, it's possible that Skylar Thompson jumps out ahead of Mike White or vice versa. I asked you yesterday, who do you think the top rated backup quarterback is? You guessed it. It was Justin in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So this is interesting. So the number two backup quarterback in the NFL is a backup for the Rams. Do you know who it is?
Stetson Bennett.
It is not.
Hmm.
He will be. You know, Solana?
Is that where Carson Wentz is?
No. This is what makes this particular quiz so funny. It's Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's right. Jimmy G.
I didn't know that. How do you say that's right? You knew he was there?
I saw a quote the other day from Jimmy G where he was talking about how the Rams experience has gone for him. And he was basically like just praising them, how they've allowed him to be himself and that it's the one of the best camps he's ever had in his life. I mean, you know, part of our athlete's lie segment.
Go ahead. Well,
Go ask Davante Adams how he feels about Jimmy G.
It says Jimmy Garoppolo must serve a 2-game PED suspension before officially becoming the Rams backup QB, but he'll give the Rams valuable depth behind Matt Stafford. Had no idea he was there. Number three ranked backup quarterback in the league is the Cleveland Browns backup.
Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston. All right. You got that one. That's good. Number four, the Bengals backup QB.
Ooh.
You know who backs up?
Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Ooh. No idea.
Funny. Solana, any idea?
No idea.
Jake Browning.
He's the number four backup in the league?
Number five backup in the league backs up Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis. You do?
Is it Flacco?
Mm-hmm.
We were out it's there.
No Flacco.
Bro, we were in Indianapolis, and we're looking across the field. I'm like, who's that big-ass dude over there? They're like, big? That's Flacco. Flacco is 6'6". Flacco's gigantic.
Yeah, he was big.
He's a massive, nice human being. He's the most pleasant person you ever be around. But he's all a 6'6". He might be 6'7". He's gigantic.
Wow. Well, he's number five in the league, according to Pro Football Network. Number six is the Raiders backup.
That's O'Connell and Minshew.
Minshew, yep. Number seven is the Carolina Panthers backup. I don't even know who the Carolina Panthers quarterback is. Oh, it's Bryce that Young. Little guy.
Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Hey, big little fella.
Yeah,
the little guy. Don't say it like that.
Hey, little fella. Hey, big man.
You know who his backup is?
Oh, no. Sam Darnold was there for a while, but he's gone. I don't know.
Alana?
No, no idea.
This is Andy Dalton.
Dalton been killing him for years.
And now
Dalton wakes up laughing every day.
The eighth best backup in the league is the Jets backup to Aaron Rodgers.
No, Dum Dum's gone.
I just like the look on both your faces when I go, it's the Jets backup. I mean, it's in our division, and both of you are like,
Who backs up A-Rod? Because old boy's in, where's Zach in Denver?
One of them's down here, and one of them's
Denver, behind Denver. Bo Nix.
Behind everybody.
Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, wow. Tyrod's going to keep him. He laughs, too. Him and Andy Dalton, they have to be on the text thread.
49ers backup is number 9. So the backup to Brock Purdy is...
That's Carson Wentz.
It is not.
Damn.
It's Carson Wentz, our new Jacoby Brissett.
It's the Pastronaut.
That's right, man. You told us this.
Josh Dobbs.
Damn.
Dobbs.
Drake May is number 10. Michael Penix, number 11. We know them. Jacksonville Jaguars backup is number 12 in the league. Who is backing up Trevor Lawrence?
We know this one, though, right?
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
You say this about everyone. We know this one.
Brissett.
No, it's not. It's not Jacoby Brissett, man. We know who this is. We talked about it.
You're rubbing your forehead. How do we know?
It's Mac Jones.
Damn,
Mac
yes. Jones. We knew that.
They're in trouble.
Number 13 is the Chiefs backup. Who is backing up Patrick Mahomes?
Taylor Heineke.
Pass.
Carson Wentz, you bozos.
Damn.
So loud. He got off 3-4 of them. Couldn't get off a whip.
The mental acuity on this show is failing. Number 14 is the Seahawks backup. You were just out there, right? Geno Smith. Who's backing up Geno Smith? Or you saw joint practice with the Seahawks?
Yeah, I watched joint practice. Talk to Geno for a second. Geno's a very cool dude. Backed up by a white man.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Got him.
Sam Howell. Sam Howell.
I watched practice and I knew it was a white dude backing him up. And there's Kenneth Walker. Kenneth Walker's the third string. He's black.
Eagles. So black, white, we talked black. About this yesterday. Eagles, Jalen Hurts back up.
Oof.
Wow.
Athletic.
Kenny Pickett. We talked about this yesterday. Literally talked about it yesterday. Well, it was Kenny
let's
Pickett.
See if Crowder remembers his race.
Kenny Pickett.
What? Yeah, Crowder called him black yesterday.
Yeah. Or white Kenny Pickett.
Number 16, it's the Bears. It's Tyson Bagent. Could be Brett Rippon if you're watching Hard Knocks. Number 17 is the Cowboys backup. Who is backing up Dak?
Benvenuto.
No, Cooper Rush or...
It's Cooper Rush. You got it. Yeah. You're thinking of Ben DiNucci. Right? Oh. You're thinking of Ben DiNucci. You mashed him and Tommy DeVito together and made Ben DeVito.
That would be a hell of a quarterback.
Tennessee Titans? Weren't you in... you were in Nashville.
Oh, I know
all of them. Backing up Will Levis?
Will Levis is backed up by Malik Willis, who's backed up by number 11, Big Goofy Boy.
Mason Rudolph.
So it's
New York Giants, number 19. Who's backing up Danny Dimes?
Tommy DeVito, baby. Tommy Cutlets.
It is not.
Cutlets? What?
He's their third quarterback. He's not their backup. Drew Lock. This is going as well as last year. No one studied. No one got any better. Houston, number 20. Who's backing up CJ Stroud?
Ooh. James.
Davis Mills, the neck. He's been there a while.
Right.
The Vikings. We know JJ McCarthy is going to miss the season. They're in flux a little bit. The Vikings.
Sam Nick Bradford.
Mullins. Nick Mullins is listed.
And Darnold. Darnold's in Minnesota.
Yeah. Dolphins. Mike White is listed as number 22 out of 32. Los Angeles Chargers. Who's backing up Justin Herbert? There's a 0% chance you guys are going to say Easton Stick. Number 23. The Arizona Cardinals. Who's backing up the little guy?
Hey, Bubba. Hey, big man.
I don't know.
Anyone?
No.
Anyone? Desmond Ridder. Desmond Ritter's in Arizona. Washington Commanders. That's who the Dolphins play tomorrow. Can anyone name a quarterback for the Commanders?
Jaden Daniels starts.
I think I got this, Hawk. Only because it's written in my headlines. Marcus Mariota.
Yes, Marcus Mariota. Very good.
And there's another guy. You just said it. He's hurt.
Yeah.
Marcus Mariota and Sam Hartman.
Hartman.
Baltimore Ravens. Who's backing up Lamar Jackson? Josh Johnson, Buffalo Bills, who's backing up Josh Allen.
Man, ooh. I heard Mike Florio say this guy's name today on Joe Rose this morning.
The reaction from you guys is the same on everyone. Ooh. And then there's nothing.
Because there's just so many backup.
Mitchell Trubisky. Yeah, Mitchell Trubisky. Broncos. Who's the backup in Denver?
I know this. Sam, Zach Wilson.
Jarrett Stidham. Detroit. Who's backing up Jared Goff? You are E40. Nate Sudfeld. Tampa, who is backing up? What's his face? Baker.
Is it the boy from Florida still?
Yes.
Oh, what's his name? Yeah,
Kyle Florida. Trask.
Wow.
Yeah. Very good. I'm going to count that as a completion for you. Who is backing up? This is the 31st best backup in the league. Who's backing up Jordan Love in Green Bay?
Jacoby Brissett.
Sean Clifford. And in New Orleans. I don't even know who their quarterback is.
Taysom Hill.
Oh boy.
Who's New Orleans quarterback?
The boy.
Derek Carr.
Who's backing up Derek Carr? He's the 32nd best backup in the NFL, according to Pro Football Network.
De'Eric King.
Jake Haner. All
right. How you go yell over Hawk after he answers?
Congratulations, everybody. Nobody is eligible to run for president. Now repeat after me. Television, horse, book.
We gotta take a break.
We're running late there. That went exactly as I imagined it would go. 3 o'clock hour is coming up momentarily. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Mitchell Trubisky, if you are listening, would you like to meet me at Flanagan's tonight on Federal Highway in Boca?
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.